This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Callum Ewing. The Wellbeing Walks in Tunbridge Wells aim to provide a social and physical benefit. Organised by the Ramblers and Tunbridge Wells Borough Council, the walks are free to attend. I went along to the walks in Calverley Grounds and Grosvenor and Hilbert Park. I spoke to Wendy, who explains why she comes along.
The getting out in the fresh air all throughout the year, it's a discipline. Probably wouldn't adhere to if you were walking on your own in the cold and in the winter. And of course, it's for well-being, it's for your bones, it's your general health, heart, everything. I think this is probably one of the best things, one of the best initiatives the council have ever adopted.
Stefan also tells me the benefits.
What I do like is the fact you do meet so many different interesting people, and I think it's very easy these days. You could go your whole life without really speaking to another person, and I think it's just nice to come out with other people, speak to different people, get to know them. I've made a friend of Dave there just in front, been to his house, and he's very, very nice, and I think that's what I get out of it, I think.
As well as Calverley Grounds and Grosvenor Park, there are walks in Rusthall, Cranbrook, Tunbridge Wells Common, Dunorlin Park and Paddock Wood. Sue talks about how welcoming everyone is.
We have developed from the walk social friendship, and though we all come from different walks of life, we all get on.
Yeah.
We've organised little events that people love it because
if you're
it
on
gets
your own,
them out. Yeah. If they're on their own, they feel welcome.
Yeah.
Everyone that comes with us always says they feel welcome.
Yeah.
Rhonda is one of the walk leaders, and she talks about how the walks have helped her overcome a personal struggle.
When I came to Tunbridge Wells, it was end of November 2019, didn't know anyone. A week after I moved, I had an accident. I was literally becoming, like, agoraphobic because I couldn't walk for probably about, I don't know, 6 months. I was just in so much pain and everything. Then I found out about this. Again, it's not just like physical things. It's, again, people with mental health issues, you know, because getting out and about and, you know, just having people talk to, because otherwise I'm at home by myself.
Have whiskey instead of sugar.
Coffee and cake are often had afterwards where people can socialise more. I spoke to Rebecca Bowers, the health improvement team leader at Tunbridge Wells Borough Council.
We've got a team of advisors. They talk to around 100 residents every month, so they're constantly sharing the walks. They also attend outreach events, so out there in the community talking to people. And then the council have various things that promote the walks. So we've got the local magazine that goes out, newsletter, social media. Another part of the work we do to promote the walks is working with other services. So obviously there are loads of services that work across Tunbridge Wells. It could be charities, we work with GPs and pharmacies, so that's sort of attending team training, sharing information and promoting the services.
Rebecca also outlines the council's future plans for the walks.
It's fantastic. The volunteer walk leaders we have are so passionate, so it would be them to continue delivering the walks. We're very grateful, as it's in the name, they're volunteers, they give up their time. And then, yeah, expand into new walk locations. The aim of the walks is that they're accessible to people. We want people to not have to travel far to get to it, so it'd be in their local community. And if people do travel to the walks, it's because they want to go and visit all the walks that we've got across the borough.
You can sign up for the walks on the Ramblers website. I'm Callum Ewing for West Kent Radio.